Oh, they're easy. Now, which was better, the film or the book? What's that you say? If I'm talking about Warhorse, then it's almost certainly the play? Michael Morpurgo's 1982 children's novel was given a stage adaptation back in 2007 by the National Theatre in the UK. Since then, Joey, the horse, has clip-clopped over stages around the world and finally canters into Dublin this month. Liam Geraghty brought the Warhorse some sugar lumps and for his three handlers, some questions.
Walking by me is Joey, the main character from Warhorse, and you'd be forgiven for patting him gently or offering him a sugar lump or two, because even though he's a puppet, he's incredibly lifelike, all because of his three puppeteers.
My name's Jack, and I do the head of Joey.
I'm Stuart, and I do the heart.
I'm Ben, I do the hind.
There's quite a long rehearsal period. We rehearse for roughly 8 weeks, and during that time you tend to work with the same team, so there's the three of us, for example, and we'll get to know how each other works and what things we like to do in certain moments. But also we use the breath of the horse. If you see the horse, he's this breathing, real animal that you can kind of see in front of you. And that's what Stuart's doing by bending his knees. He gives this impression that the horse is breathing. But it's also a useful tool for us to have kind of non-verbal communication, sending signals to each other about what we might want to do.
We spend a lot of time researching horses, their movement, horse behaviour as well. It's quite important that we get to know the psychology of the horse. Essentially, we're playing the lead character of the show, so the fact that it's an animal, it doesn't mean that we don't approach the character in the same way that an actor would approach a human, because we have to be able to react instinctively as a horse would react to something.
Yeah, it is full on, and I think with the rehearsals and also as you go into performances, the stamina, you build it up so that it doesn't become too knackering. But yeah, it's a good workout.
For me, the real pleasure is just existing as the horse. You know, that moment where you get a sense that the horse really is alive, and you could almost take your hands off the puppet and it would remain there as a real horse.
Horses and men, ploughshares and traces, the line on the land and the paths of the sun. Season by season, we mark nature's graces, only remembered for what we have done.
One of the original cast members and performers of Joey the Horse is Finn Caldwell, who's now the puppetry director with the show. He says there's something about puppets that gives them a special quality.
I think at a fundamental level, they remind us of being children. They remind us how to play. Because when we were kids, you know, you and I would be sat here and we'd have a toy car between us and we'd go, OK, we're going to agree. You don't plan this, but you subliminally agree. We're going to agree that this toy is real and we're going to completely commit to that and we're going to completely believe in it. And whatever it does, if it bangs into a wall, that'll be really important. And if it falls off the cliff, that'll be really important. Or if it wins something, you know, we really care about it. And I think you sort of set up that relationship with the audience. The puppet, everyone agrees that it's alive. And so the audience are taking part in bringing that puppet to life. And so they really care about it, like it was theirs, like they'd made it, like they'd invented it, because they kind of have.
The puppets for the show were created by an African puppet company, Handspring Puppets. Tom Morris of the National Theatre wanted to create a play in collaboration with them, but as Finn says, he wasn't quite sure what it should be.
Handspring's machines, their puppets, their creations are so beautiful and extraordinary. Tom had wanted to make a show with them for a long time, and he was keen to find the right story that was going to allow the puppet to be the central character. And actually, it was actually Tom's mother who said, "Tom, have you read this Michael Morpurgo book, Warhorse?" And believe it or not, Tom said, "No, never heard of it." In fact, it wasn't that popular. I mean, this is one of the amazing things about the show Warhorse, is that nobody set out to make a juggernaut smash international hit. We were setting out to make a quite strange, experimental show. I mean, even if it was at the National Theatre, it was very much brought up through the National Theatre studio. And you know, it was a big risk for everyone involved. There's quite a lot of money spent on it, but I think even because I was in the original cast, performing in the original cast before I started directing, and They, Tom and Marianne, the two directors, said to us at the beginning, before press night, you know, maybe don't read the reviews. We don't need to know what they think. Let's just get on with our jobs and try and enjoy performing the show, because they thought it was going to be a flop. They thought it was going to be attacked. And of course it wasn't.
The puppets look both strong and sturdy, but between all the galloping and trotting and jumping, I asked Finn whether anything had ever broken on stage.
No, there's never been a malfunction. It's been perfect the entire time. No, of course that's not true. Yeah, we've had lots of breakages. Anyone who works in puppet theatre, you know, and things always break at the most crucial moment, because that's when everyone's the most stressed and tense, and so they're operating the puppet or the object with the most tension and force in their bodies. I guess the interesting thing is, back in the day when we were making this highly experimental show, it wasn't a blockbuster, so we had no technical support. So really it was just those of us that knew a little bit about puppets behind the scenes, off stage, quickly gaffer taping things together and soldering things and sawing through other things and attaching them. I won't go into details, but it is possible that one of the horse's legs has fallen off at one point. It was quickly put back on and we carried on with the show. No one noticed.
That's the main thing.
This fact, which I hope is true, which is that a horse's lungs are three times the size of a human's lungs, so that there are three of us, and so with our three-man capacity, we can create the sound. Well, not just the length of breath, but also the range of sound. So they have these massive lungs, this huge echo chamber that they have, so you have very deep sounds, but then also those really familiar sounds, the whinnying, the high-pitched. So in rehearsals, we'll stand in a big circle and we'll make lots of noises, and it's completely mad, but it's brilliant.
Joey and pals there, and Warhorse plays in the Deep Breath, Bord Gáis Energy Theatre from March 26 to April 26.